her mother died, and she had to take care of the other children.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was probably good at that time, because lots, I imagine, possibly the majority, then they can get to the ninth grade.
Yes, that's true.
And what about your father?
My father graduated from high school, and he went to school to be a barber. He died at a very early age with a heart attack.
And then, something about your husband, your spouse's ancestry. Where is he from?
He's from Woodville, Alabama.
And anything different is about his family than yours, you know, or would they be basically the same?
Well, their family, the children went to work at an early age. He went to work on the railroad when he was 17. He came out of high school because his mother and father was divorced, and his mother was sick to take care of his mother. His two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And his family.
And what is your husband do now?
He works for the Southern Railroad, machine operator.
A rail, tradition of the railroad. And the railroad now is suddenly having its trouble keeping things going. Just recently, they discontinued another one down that airway.
That's right.
Now I want to ask you some questions. And like I said earlier, there's no right or wrong answer to the question. I just simply want your response. So that's all. And the first thing is, I'd just like for you to count from 1 to 14. Just starting with 1 and go to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Now that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And I want the number following 19.
20.
And the number following 26.
27.
The number following 29.
30.
And the number following 39.
40.
The number following 69.
70.
And then the number following 99.
100.
Okay. And then when you get above the hundreds, if you had the number 1 and 3 zeros, what would you call that?
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. And then when you get above thousands into the next group, if you had 1 and 6 zeros, what would you call that? After thousands.
Millions.
Millions, that's right. That's what we're looking for. And then supposing that we had a group of people lined up over here on this side of the room, and I looked at the one that was ahead of the line, I might say he is the blank man.
The leader.
All right, the leader. Or if I was talking about in numbers, I would say he is the
first man.
Okay. And then suppose there were 11 in that row, and you've already told me that the leader was first, the next man would be what?
Second.
And then on to 11.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th.
Okay, fine. And, let me see where I'm found my place here. If it took me 30 minutes to do a particular job, a half an hour, the first time I did it, and then the next